Good morning. My name is Johan Els, and the thought for today, I wonder, did you do it? Did you write an old-fashioned letter, as I suggested the other day, and put it into an envelope, and put on the address, and put on a stamp, and believe that the post office will drop the letter at the other side at that address on the envelope? If you've done it, wait a few days and see what happens. Paul did that. Well, not, they didn't have post offices, but he wrote this letter to the people in Philippi, and then he said, "So then, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and yearn for, my joy and crown, stand fast in the Lord, beloved. Stand fast in the Lord." Oh, yes. And they stood fast in the Lord. They had their anchor in the Lord God Almighty. And through this passage in Philippians 4, verse 1, that letter Paul wrote to the people in Philippi, through that letter, he breathes the warmth of his affection for the Philippian friends in Christ. He loves them. He yearns for them. He tells them, "You are my joy. You are my crown." Those were the people whom Paul had brought and led to Christ. And they were his greatest joy. When the shadows were closing about Paul, when the shadows were closing around him, Paul, that is, he had the joy and he had the crown. He had the longing, he had the love of those people in Philippi he led to the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore he wrote to them, Philippians 4, verse 1, "So then, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and yearn for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord." When everything went dark in Paul's own situation in life, what brought him through that was telling those friends of his, the church in Philippi, the Philippian people, "I love you. You are my joy. You are my crown. Stand fast." That gave him joy. You know, a teacher knows what a thrill it is to point at some person who has done well and to be able to say, "That was one of my boys. That was one of my students. That was one of my girls." If you are a teacher, you will know what I'm talking about. And this is what Paul did. He told the people in Philippi, "You are mine. I led you to Christ. And in my darkest days, I have the picture of you in my heart, that you are my joy and my crown. And it's pulling me through. And I am free in whatever I'm facing." Amen to that.